Whether you identify with Agile, Lean, or any philosophy of effective workplace design, we still need leaders. We need the qualities that only people of true impact can bring. But there are some prevailing attitudes that might actually hold you and your company back. What are they and what do you do about it? That's this week on the Badass Agile Podcast. Greetings, team. Welcome to the Badass Agile Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Williams. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Thank you, as always, for joining. So great to have you here, and welcome to the new listeners. What's the problem with agile leadership? Well, first, let's remember why we're here. To create an elite tribe of leaders who truly serve their clients and communities by doing what matters and what works, relentlessly chasing value and excellence like a badass. There's so many resources about what you need to do to be agile, but we're focused on who you need to become in order to lead teams. Let's pursue and perfect those fundamentals to create an unstoppable force in this industry. And if this helps you, don't forget to tell your friends. There's a big gap in leadership today, and you're going to hear about it all through 2018, 2019, and beyond. I watch the videos, I meet the people, I listen to the podcasts, I read the books, and generally I follow the trends. And I certainly wouldn't want to discredit anybody who bothers to help this practice gain traction and gain maturity. But I think an alternative approach, an alternative voice is in order. What I notice is a lot of agility going on, in which teams and scrum masters and coaches and product owners have all been trained to do the right things, but nothing really exceptional is happening. Have you noticed that? I see way too many rule worshippers, the doing of agile, rather than being of agile. Inside of agile and beyond, we've built up leadership and high performance as a science. And I'm known to say that there's big money in complicating the uncomplicated, because the more confusion and complexity that exists in the marketplace, the more books and programs and consulting you can sell. And while there's nothing wrong with that, what if leadership is not about the accumulation of knowledge and so-called technique, but rather it's about the spirit of leadership, the innate drive to be part of a band of driven individuals working together to conquer a challenge and achieve a goal? Let's go back to the way we were as children. We were unformed, innocent, fearless, and limitless. We checked for danger, but we didn't ask for permission. Approval was essential for learning, but not for mental well-being. Safety was a supportive layer that we needed as we endeavored and experienced, but it was never the end goal of endeavor. We would stumble, we would fall, we'd eat dirt. And we were okay. We were born with the ability to communicate just enough to survive and then to learn more. So I think that in essence, great leadership is not entirely a building up. It really is a stripping away. Stripping away of narrow mindsets, of complexity, of fear. Stripping away of all the things that we've learned. What makes us human is the ability to learn and reason. Higher order communication and concepts, yes, but these are not necessarily the things that make us great. They're not always the source of your power as a leader. See, leadership comes from a primal place. Two different people can use exactly the same body posture, and they can bark the same orders, but they'll get very different results. Do you ever wonder why that is? Because leadership is not about logic. It's not about the words that you choose. It's about your willingness to leap first, to show courage, to persist in the face of adversity. So let's challenge a few trends we're seeing in the industry right now. The first one is safety. I hear agile leaders talking about demanding safety and acceptance, the safety to express your ideas, and the acceptance of our autonomy, as if these are things that we have to ask for in the first place. Why are we asking for them? We were born with these things already. The complete liberty and autonomy of the mind and the body. And we need to return to these states to get it in our heads that as long as we're building things that create value, the value that our clients and customers want. We don't need to be monitored. We don't need to be micromanaged. We were born brilliant. We were born limitless. The ability to flex and adapt, to observe and intuit, and to act with certainty is already within us. So simply act that way. I'll go so far as to say, if you've got an agile leadership spirit and you're working for a place that doesn't already promote it and foster safety and acceptance and the freedom to choose how you do your job, you got to change the place you work at rather than trying to change the attitudes of the people you work for. If you want true safety, you're going to find it in yourself and you're going to find it in your team, your tribe. But like anything else in life, if there's something that you want, there is nobody who's going to give it to you, so stop asking for it. You need to go and get it on your own. Number two, I hear people talking about inclusiveness. Listen, as of this recording, it's 2018. We should no longer be talking about the equal treatment and respect for any sort of visible minority or any kind of classification of human being, period. But the problem is that now, the inclusiveness discussion has sagged to include protecting members of the tribe who are weak or even destructive to the team. I'll go so far as to say this. Different perspectives and viewpoints are crucial to building teams. That's true. It's also crucial to building emerging leaders. But if you're gossiping, if you're lazy, if you're backstabbing, if you're excuse-making, if you're stonewalling, if you're morale-stealing, time-soaking, attention-seeking, you have to go. You're a threat to the team's success, and you can't play with the grown-ups. Sorry, I take a hard line on this one. I'm a strong believer that you have to choose and re-choose continuously who is allowed to be a member of a high-performing team. Yes, you will develop leadership. Yes, you will develop skill. But at the end of the day, if you meet people who are insistent on negative mindsets and negative actions, they're just going to have to find a home somewhere else, period. One of the big ways that Agile can save an organization time and money is by stopping the amount of work you put into meaningless things and giving attention to gossiping and laziness and all the other things that we just discussed is one of those wasteful things. I suppose there's some value in trying to accept and work with people who have those attitudes, but in my book, they're distractions from the real goal. Put your energy into kicking ass every day, achieving things, solving problems, conquering the impossible, creativity, innovation. That's where the energy belongs. Number three, bullies are bad, but confident leaders are good. Confident leaders and bullies are not the same thing. If you're tied to the seemingly noble and modern cause of safety and civility, you needn't worry. There's nothing about confident leadership that implies arrogance. Confidence, in my definition, is also the ability to recognize that your leadership is not diminished by the greatness of other leaders. Your success is not diminished by the success of other people. You have infinite capacity to help and give as a leader. However, true leadership does require the ability to inspire and move others, period. Excuses are powerful. Organizational complexity is powerful. Inertia is powerful. So as a leader, you need to be more powerful. You need a confident, powerful, charismatic presence, and that never goes out of style. Sorry, but there are times when you need to be able to command a room, to command attention, and get people moving in the same direction. And that's exactly what strong leaders do, but strong leaders also don't feel the need to dominate and diminish other people. So how can you strip away the complexity? How can we get back to that powerful state that's our birthright and become strong, confident leaders? Here's three fundamentals that you should revisit right now and start working on again this week. Number one, be visionary about everything. Learn to have not only a vision, but an opinion and stick to it. Certainty comes from within. There's a balance between being adaptable and being a pushover. And the only way to learn it is to get experience. So put your opinion and vision out there right now. Sure, take feedback based on your best judgment, but learn how to observe, record, and review. When taking feedback, diminished your leadership because you allowed yourself to get pushed off your center. Likewise, take time to review and make notes about how your vision has changed from where it was 6 months ago, and where sticking to your vision paid massive dividends, because those things will start to happen, trust me. Pay careful attention to these. Number two, care. I don't think you have to teach people to be safe and open and inclusive when you give a damn about people and what they care about. Stand for something. State your values. Ask people to hold you to those values. These should be virtuous ends. And we all know what a virtuous end looks like. And we have known it for millennia. This is nothing new. If you focus on simply caring about your customers, caring about your teams, caring about people, you will automatically be the right amount of inclusive and empathetic. But number three, teach yourself not to value approval for its own sake. If you've done the first two things right, you will feel a strong sense of purpose and authorship over your role as a leader and your team's success. Don't look for certainty from the outside. Find it within. Never look to see who's watching. Never concern yourself with getting the credit. Never change your behavior based on what you think will get you accolades and commendations. Simply do what you feel is right. Don't ask for permission. Don't look for applause. Wherever possible, do selfless, anonymous things. When you do this, not only do you cease to show up as weak or people-pleasing, but you elevate the team above yourself, which increases trust and gives people the right kind of certainty that they've actually been seeking all along. If you're looking for more, stop in every weekday and grab the latest iteration of my new book. It's all about daily inspirations and reminders that reinforce badass mindsets and habits that make up our leadership model. You can go to badassagile.com and subscribe to the mailing lists for a preview of next week's pages, or subscribe for daily updates at medium.com. All you have to do is search for the working title, Field Notes for the Agile Leader. Folks, thank you for listening. You can reach out at badassagile.com or find me on Twitter @badass_agile. And I'll see you next time.